Welcome to Textination. We're speaking with Peter Austin Onrang, the founder and president at Wolfcom. Thank you for joining us, Peter.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And Wolfcom is best known as a manufacturer of body-worn cameras for law enforcement. Tell us a little bit about a bit of background about the company.
Well, we've been in business for about 16 years. I founded the company in 2001. We dealt mainly in CCTV, security cameras, spy equipment, surveillance equipment, tracking devices. In 2008, during the recession, we owned at that time a spy shop in Los Angeles. We were the largest spy shop store, and a lot of customers would come to the store. And one day I noticed a lot of police officers coming in almost every day. Some would make the purchases, some wouldn't. And when I had conversations with them, I understood that they were looking for some type of body camera for them. And now, at the time, body cameras for law enforcement, or to be correct, law enforcement grade body cameras didn't exist at that time. What existed at the time were cameras that were like in your watch, on your belt buckle, on a baseball cap, but not really practical for law enforcement. And that's when the idea clicked. And by 2011, I came out with my first product, which was the Wolfcom Third Eye law enforcement grade body camera. Many years later, we're here now to where we are today. We're a big name brand with law enforcement. We're in over 500 law enforcement agencies with 17 distributors around the world. We have thousands of officers that are using our body cameras, and it's very proud, to know that we did a part to help the community and society, to help law enforcement. And now we're looking at entering the consumer market, making a body camera for civilians.
Well, tell us about that decision to take this technology and really make it available for everyone. I guess you took a look at what goes on in with the GoPro market, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. So when I look at the consumer market, there are about 325 million people in the United States, the population, that is. Law enforcement, my customers were less than 750,000 officers in the United States, and we did pretty great. But I look at this GoPro market, which they pretty much dominate the action sports camera market. Snowboarders, surfers, bikers, rock climbing, drones, they did pretty great. They did well. They have a much larger marketplace than law enforcement. It's a bigger industry. But however, there's these people in the middle that are not law enforcement, that are not into sports. It's just the average everyday Americans, the professionals, the social workers, the attorneys, the doctors, taxi drivers, Uber drivers, just a regular Jane and Joe that just needs some kind of video camera that's easy to wear, easy to use, to document their everyday activities, whether for fun, for vacations, or maybe just protect themselves from false accusations and litigation.
So this is sort of you're calling this the venture. And it seems like a very versatile kind of system. You're intending it to not only be worn on the body, it can be put on a bike and a car as a dash cam, more or less. And even more, it can live stream. Tell us what you're doing here with it.
Okay. Well, to finish up that first question you asked, I realized I didn't complete it. The reason why we got into the consumer market is because over the years, we've been selling law enforcement cameras to police agencies. And over the years, we've had thousands of calls from regular individuals, regular civilians that want to buy our body cameras. The problem was we were a B2B business, and because our cameras are law enforcement grade, there are certain features in there that are not applicable for regular civilian use. In other words, there's proprietary software in there that would need to integrate with an evidence management system in order to work. And that's where we came up with Venture. We decided to take our best camera, which we call the Wolfcom Vision. That's the camera that is currently being sold to law enforcement, and kind of create a sister version of it, but for civilians. Simplify it, take out all the unnecessary features that they wouldn't need, and create a body camera for the people, of the people, and by the people. It's America's body camera. Now, this camera, when we sat down to begin the design, I wanted it to be something that was multi-purpose and multifunctional. I didn't want it to be just a body camera. So I realized that, you know, there's going to be a huge market eventually in the U.S. for car cameras. Already the rest of the world, if we're looking at Russia, Asia, Europe, a lot of people who drive cars already have car cameras in there. If you go to YouTube and you type in car cameras, you're going to see so many videos there. And it's just barely catching on in the United States. So I want to create a body camera that you can use as a car camera as well, as a bike camera, as a motorcycle camera. You know, I spent many years on the road, and I'd always see either bikers, motorcyclists, regular bicyclists riding with big giant GoPros attached to their helmets. And I always thought, you know, how primitive it looks. It's kind of looks silly. And so I wanted to have something where they can use it as a body camera, car camera, bicycle camera, just about everything. And not only that, they look good using it as well.
So you've got this right now, just listed on Indiegogo. Tell us about the decision to go that route, and then we'll talk more about the specs of this thing.
Okay. Well, you know, we're mainly a law enforcement company. So if we're going to create a body camera for law enforcement, we pretty much are confident that we're going to do well, that it'll be well received. But when we developed the venture, you know, we're not sure. Is this something that, although it's a great product, is it going to do well? We don't know. So we thought, okay, how can we get this product out to market with the lowest risk possible? If we were designing a new body cam for law enforcement, no problem. We'd fund it ourselves, create it, market it, and sell it. But getting into the consumer market is something that we don't have that much experience with. So we don't know, we cannot predict the outcome. So we thought, okay, rather than take our money and invest it on this huge project, create the venture, why don't we put on Indiegogo and see how well it does? If it does well on Indiegogo, that kind of tells you ahead of forecasts for you that your sales are going to do pretty well. So that's our decision to go with Indiegogo, kind of just to test the waters and see how well received it is when it comes to crowdfunding. And the good thing about it is too, is that it allows us to use our other funds for other projects, like creating a new body camera for law enforcement.
Well, tell us you mentioned how it can be used. That's different, but what about the specs of the camera itself and the way it's used? You can actually have this as a dual camera with attachments. Tell us how it works.
Okay. Well, I'll cover as much as I can about the camera. One of the challenges that body camera manufacturers have when creating a body camera is mounting it on a human body. And if you look out in the market today, there are dozens of cameras, Chinese-made cameras out there. They look great and everything, but they're huge. They're heavy. And mounting them on the body, it really is not practical. When we sat down to design Venture, we thought of everybody in mind. We thought of the average male, female, children, kids, teenagers, every type of use, every type of clothing. We wanted something where if you're a woman, you can grab Venture. It should be small. It should be light. You can clip it on your blouse, clip it onto your purse strap. If you're a student, you can clip it onto your belt, onto your backpack strap, just about anywhere. It's easy to mount, easy to clip on. And then we also wanted to make it easy to use. So we have something called an OTR switch with AVD technology. Basically, what AVD stands for is anti-video deactivation. It prevents the switch from turning off while you're recording video. And this is a technology that we actually brought in from the law enforcement version. So basically, you have your switch. Pressing the switch down activates the camera. But to deactivate the camera, you'd have to press the switch up down, up, in order to turn it off. And this will prevent those moments when, let's say, you're at, on your adventure, you're great, you're recording great video, and then something bumps a switch. So the last thing you want is to lose great video, and that's what AVD is for. We also have the ability to add external cameras to it. So we have four types of cameras. Two of them are headset cameras. One is a headset. Another one is an external camera, which we call the iVision, that allows you to clip it onto prescription glasses, sunglasses, a baseball cap, a hat, even the collar of your shirt. And so you have two types of headsets that will give you the point of view recording. So wherever you're looking, that's where it's recording. And this plugs right into the Venture. Now, the great thing about it is that when you do, when you plug this external camera into the Venture, you now have the world's first cameras, body camera with a two-camera system. So the headset camera will then become the primary camera, and the second, the camera on the Venture will then become the backup camera. And this works perfectly with our patent-pending technology that we call Critical Reconnect. And what does Critical Reconnect do? It reconnects at the critical moment. So in the event that you're filming great footage through your headset, but let's say something happens and that headset camera becomes disconnected from Venture, the camera on Venture will resume recording of the audio and video. That way, nothing's lost and your story is told from beginning to end. And Critical Reconnect is another feature that we brought down from the law enforcement version for consumers. We think that this is going to be something that they can really appreciate, to be able to have that peace of mind that if they have, they lost connectivity on their headset camera, the main camera will resume recording. We also have a covert pinhole button camera that you could plug into Venture. And now you have a pinhole spy camera. Now, what you can do with that is, number one, you can use a spy camera and hide it in a flower pot, hide it anywhere. It just needs a little pinhole to look through and record. When you're using it as a body camera, we include buttons with it. So now you can have a button camera. So basically, you would use this button camera like your shirt button. You'd wear a shirt, a dress shirt, and it will be one of your buttons. We also include extra buttons that you could sew onto your shirt so that all the buttons match and it won't look suspicious. After that, you just plug it into the Venture, put the Venture in your pocket, and now you can be begin recording through that buttonhole. And this is great for private investigators or people who are on that covert spy mission. It's one of my favorite features of Venture. The fourth external camera you could add to it is a night vision camera. Now, the Venture already records really well in low light. It uses the same chip as GoPro, so it has a really good low light sensor. So, but if you're in the city with street lights, you're going to record in color just fine without night vision. But night vision is for those really dark areas, like in the woods or in the rural areas where there's just no street lighting, where it's pitch black, dark. And with a night vision attached to it, you can actually see and record up to 20 feet in pitch black darkness. To go a little bit further about features, Venture also has a rotatable camera head. And that is actually the key to our camera's popularity, is the ability to rotate the camera head. And the reason why is typically you have these body cameras that have fixed mounted lens on it. And then you try to attach it onto your chest or on your body. But there's a problem, because the cameras are fixed, You cannot control where the lens is aiming. And this is a problem because humans come in all different sizes and shapes. You might have men who are really tall, people who are really short, women who have different chest sizes. And when you mount a camera on them, a lot of them end up filming the sky or filming the ground. You're not getting that perfect angle. So by having a rotating camera head, you can actually wear the Venture on your belt, rotate the camera upwards. If you're a tall person and you're wearing a Venture on your shoulder or on your shirt or on your backpack, you could actually rotate the camera downwards as well. Another good feature is that it also has the ability to take digital photos at the same time you're recording video. So if you look on your Venture, there's a button on the very front. It's a V button. And when you press that button, it actually snaps a photo, and it had a digital flash that goes off for nighttime photography.
What kind of resolution can people expect taking video with this?
1080p resolution. And if they're going to live stream to Facebook or YouTube, it will be at 720p HD. The reason why you cannot live stream on 1080p is when you do, depending on your broadband speed, you may experience lag. But at 720p, that's still HD resolution, and we're able to live stream in real time with no lag.
Very cool. Now, tell us about pricing and how people can get on the list to get hold of one and when they would be able to get it.
Okay, well, they can get it now at Indiegogo for $149. We have an early bird special while supplies last. So if you go to Indiegogo and just search for Venture, it should take us should take you to the page, and then you can see that take advantage of that early bird special. There's also early bird specials on the accessories as well there.
Very cool. And again, the website for it is venturebodycam.com, right?
Yes, sir. The website is venturebodycam.com. There you can go to get complete information. There's also a link to our Indiegogo page from the homepage there as well.
And when will people be getting them in their hands? When will you deliver?
Well, it looks like we are definitely going to meet our campaign goal. So it looks like Venture is going to become a reality. Once this campaign is over, it'll take us about 6 months to do further to complete our development and then begin the manufacturing, which means ordering the parts, the components, getting the factory in order. So we're looking at delivery February 2018.
Great. Again, the site, venturebodycam.com. Peter Austin Onrang, thank you for taking the time with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Fred. It's nice talking to you.
Now this. We've been telling you about the great products and great people at Sea Crane for years, and the lineup just keeps getting better. The CC Wi-Fi radio is a personal favorite that lets you tune in to radio stations from all around the world via the Internet. More than 16,000 in all. When the weather turns nasty, the CC Lantern will light the way with LED bulbs and never run out of power. You can charge it up from any USB source or the 12-volt socket in your car, or you can simply grab the hand crank on top and wind. Need an even more powerful solution? The CC LED Spot XB runs on standard batteries and puts out nearly the equivalent of a 100-watt light bulb. You'll find those bright ideas and a lot more to like by clicking on the link to Sea Crane at textination.com. Put in the code TEXTINATION for a free flashlight with your order. Sea Crane, they've been making customers loyal for decades.